The Opera Ghost. What can we do? He said. One moment he writes polite little notes, the next he goes mad on paper. Herr Trubelmacher has got everyone out hunting for new instruments, said Salzeller. Are violins more expensive than ballet shoes? There are few things in the world more expensive than ballet shoes. Violins happen to be among them, said Salzeller. Oh, further expense? It seems so, yes. But I thought the ghost liked music. Herr Trubelmacher tells me the organ is beyond repair. He stopped. He was aware that he had exclaimed a little less rationally than a sane man should. Oh, well, Bucket continued wearily, the show must go on, I suppose. Yes, indeed, said Salzeller. Bucket shook his head. How's it all going for tonight? I think it will work, if that's what you mean. Perdita seems to have a very good grasp of the part. And Christine? She has an astonishingly good grasp of wearing a dress. Between them, they make one prima donna. The proud owner of the opera house got slowly to his feet. It all seems so simple, he moaned. I thought, opera, how hard can it be? Songs, pretty girls dancing, nice scenery, lots of people handing over cash. Got to be better than the cutthroat world of yoghurt, I thought. Now, everywhere I go, there's... Something crunched under his shoe. He picked up the remains of a pair of half-moon spectacles. These are Dr. Undershaft's, aren't they? He said. What are they doing here? His eyes met Salzella's steady gaze. Oh, no, he groaned. Salzella turned slightly and stared hard at a big double bass case leaning against the wall. He raised his eyebrows. Oh, no, said Bucket again. Go on, open it. My hands have gone all sweaty. Salzella padded across to the case and grasped the lid. Ready? Bucket nodded wearily. The case was flung open. Oh, no. Salzella craned round to see. Ah, yes, he said. A broken neck, and the body has been kicked in considerably. That'll cost a dollar or two to repair, and no mistake. All the strings are busted. Are double basses more expensive to rebuild than violins? I am afraid that all musical instruments are incredibly expensive to repair, with the possible exception of the triangle, said Salzella. However, could have been worse, hmm? What? Well, it could have been Dr. Undershaft in there, yes? Bucket gaped at him, and then shut his mouth. Oh, yes, yes, of course, oh, yes, that would have been worse. Yes, bit of luck there, I suppose, yes, hmm?
So that's an opera house, is it? Said Granny. Looks like someone built a great big box and glued the architecture on afterwards.
She coughed and appeared to be waiting for something. Can we have a look around? Said Nanny dutifully, aware that Granny's curiosity was equalled only by her desire not to show it.
It can't do any harm, I suppose, said Granny, as if granting a big favour. Seeing as we've nothing else to do right this minute.
The opera house was indeed that most efficiently multifunctional of building designs. It was a cube. But as Granny had pointed out, the architect had suddenly realised late in the day that there ought to be some sort of decoration, and had shoved it on hurriedly in a riot of friezes, pillars, corybants and curly bits. Gargoyles had colonised the higher reaches. The effect, seen from the front, was of a huge wall of tortured stone. Round the back, of course, there was the usual drab mess of windows, pipes, and damp stone walls. One of the rules of a certain type of public architecture is that it only happens at the front. Granny paused under a window.
Someone's singing, she said. Listen.
La 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 la, trilled someone. Do re mi fa sol la ti do.
That's opera right enough, said Granny. Sounds foreign to me.
Nanny had an unexpected gift for languages. She could be comprehensibly incompetent in a new one within an hour or two. What she spoke was one step away from gibberish, but it was authentically foreign gibberish. And she knew that Granny Weatherwax, whatever her other qualities, had an even bigger tin ear for languages than she did for music.
Could be, she said. There's always a lot going on, I know that. Our Nev said they sometimes do different operations every night.
How did he find that out? Said Granny.
Well, there was a lot of lead.
That takes some shifting. He said he liked the noisy ones. He could hum along, and also no one heard the hammering. The witches strolled onwards.
Did you notice young Agnes nearly bump into us back there? Said Granny.
Yes, it was all I could do not to turn around, said Nanny.
She wasn't very pleased to see us, was she? I practically heard her gasp.
That's very suspicious, if you ask me, said Nanny. I mean, she sees two friendly faces from back home. You'd expect her to come running up.